Week of the Sneakers, the swish of the net, bounce of the ball, and amped-up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Good afternoon, everyone. Live in Colby, Kansas, 181 Girls State Tournament. Third place game, Centralia taking on South Gray. And the Panthers fell short yesterday afternoon to Little River. Final score was 50-42. As for South Gray, they fell to Frankfort last night, 48-31. So they'll play here in the third place game. Recapping what happened in yesterday's game, it was a rough night shooting for the Panthers overall. Shot just 20% from the floor. And, I mean, whenever you shoot 20%, the odds of winning a basketball game are very low. Owen Dieters, she had 21 points, but her efficiency was not the best. And she'll tell you that herself. She had three rebounds. She ended up fouling out in this game with three steals. And she went 2 of 6 from beyond the arc. But 9 for 13 from the free throw line. Shot pretty good once again from the cherry stripe. Also 10 points from Hayden Kramer. I think that was a little bit off on that total. 9 points for Hayden Kramer, actually, is what I had. But she was 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 3 of 8 from the floor with 4 rebounds. Hayden Kramer and Tava Gibbs both had 6 points apiece. Tava Gibbs did make a field goal. She actually made 6 free throws in that game. And then Hayden Kramer in that game, she was 1 for 6 shooting. 1 for 2 from beyond the arc and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And Josie Haverkamp, she really struggled. She's had kind of a rough tournament. She went scoreless in their quarterfinal win, and then she went 0 for 7 yesterday, but she did have 1 point on a free throw. So ultimately, 9 for 44 was Centralia yesterday. That is just 20.5%, and they shot just 3 of 14 from beyond the arc for just 21.4%. They did shoot well from the free throw line, though. They shot 21 for 28, which is 75%. And they just, it was just a tough draw. Little River, a very good team, a lot of length, and now Frankfort will have to deal with that. They dealt with the team with some good length in their semifinal win over St. John, so it'll be interesting to see how the Wildcats do against Little River coming up later this evening at 8 o'clock in the championship game. Here in this third place game, Centralia is going to be taking on South Gray, and we'll take a look at Centralia's opponent in just a bit. Let's step aside for a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Colby, about to get the third place game underway in the Class 181 Girls State Tournament. Jared Sluppy with you, Kirk Hillman. Back in the booth. Taking a look at South Gray, the Rebels, for their game yesterday versus Frankfurt, in which they fell 48-31. The big difference in this one was the fact that South Gray scored just 8 points in the entire second half. They were outscored 25-8, and they were outscored 19-4 in the fourth quarter. It was 29-27 going into the fourth quarter, but Frankfurt was able to explode with a lot of offense in that final quarter and hold on for the win. I think kind of the turning point, though, it wasn't necessarily the quarter itself. It was the fact that Allie Reed, who had 27 points in their quarterfinal win over Rollins County, was held to just 4 points. And not only that, she fouled out with 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. There was a couple of the fouls that were kind of controversial. They were kind of close calls, but they gave it to the Wildcats. And as a result, she fouled out almost immediately in the fourth quarter, and they weren't able to have her down the stretch when they needed her. Ultimately, it was Vi Helm that led the team in scoring with 13 points. She was 5 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line with 3 steals. Also, 7 points from Kylie Stapleton. She was 3 of 9 shooting, just 1 for 5 from the free throw line, and she had 5 rebounds as well. 5 points for JCD, just the 5'4 sophomore point guard, was 2 for 5 from the floor and 1 for 4 for beyond the arc. 4 points from Allie Reed, mentioned her game, and then Jason Huskamp, she had just 2 points. She was 1 for 2 shooting. And 2 points actually matched the total that she had against Frankfurt last year. So again, it was that second half that really ended up biting the Rebels yesterday. And they'll try to perform a little bit better here in this third-place contest. And they were really in it. In the first quarter, they were up for a majority of the first quarter, and for most of the first half, they ended up with a 13-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. But we were tied at halftime after Breely Ebert made a three from the far side wing with just 6 seconds left to kind of give them some momentum going into the half, that third quarter. It was a tough watch for both teams, as there was just 10 total points. And then, as mentioned, Frankfurt outscored South Gray 19-4 in the fourth quarter. All right, well, that's kind of a summation of what happened for both these two teams yesterday. We'll go ahead and step aside for a break and get you ready for this one. Centralia South Gray, third place game coming up here in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you are 45 years or older, contact your Seneca Family Practice primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/tech home.
KMZA.
Underway here in Colby. David Gibbs with a miss on the first possession for the Panthers. Taking a look at the starters for Centralia, Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Court Thompson, and David Gibbs. In for South Gray, J.C. Degis, Vi Helm, Kylie Stapleton, Jason Huelskamp, and Allie Reed. South Gray is coached by John Wall. Centralia, head coached by Dusty Thompson. The mid-range jumper is no good. And David Gibbs with the rebound. Pass up ahead to Tatum Kramer, lays it up and in off back break. There's our first point of the ball game. Really good matchup here this afternoon for Centralia in the third place game. It's almost getting a steal with David Gibbs. Nice save. Near side corner by Degis. The backdoor cut, Helm, no good on the runner. Put back by Huelskamp is good. And if Centralia can do the opposite of what Frankfurt did yesterday and get off to a good start here. And travel by Owen Dieters as she looking at handing it off, but then David Gibbs started cutting back door, so she took an extra step. If they can get off to a good start yesterday, they can pull away and try to extend this lead and get out of here with a third place finish in Colby. After what was a fantastic season, Centralia 22-3 on the year, falling just short against Little River. So much length from the Redskins. Shot no good, right side block from Vi Helm. Rebound Owen Dieters that she brings up to the near side. Defended by Degis, the 5'4 sophomore, and she steps on the line. Another turnover. Australia pressing here once again. Already 2 minutes into this opening quarter. Here tied 2-2 up the far side is Stapleton. And Dieters ripping it away from Stapleton. Out of bounds. Going to the Rebels. It's South Gray team going about 7, maybe 8 deep. They kind of had to use Yasmin Cervantes out of necessity after Reed got out of the game. They didn't use her up until that point, though. Driving left, shot up too strong for Allie Reed off the backboard. Offensive rebound, though, on the glass. Shot rejected by Tava Gibbs. And for the first time in the tournament, have the area team students behind me this time. Don't have the opposing students behind me. So we'll get to hear from the Centralia students all game long behind us. Shot up and good and one for dry helm. And the Red Bulls taking a 4-2 lead. That's how it goes against Gibbs. First, and your team's first as well. Free throw for Helm is good. And a substitution will bring Josie Haberkamp in for Ford Thompson. The Centralia team just has so much youth and depth. It's an exciting future for Centralia. Talk about that a lot here during this broadcast. And the shot's no good for Josie Haberkamp. Gibbs trying to get the rebound. It's loose, picked up by Caden Kramer at the top of the key. It's 5-on-4. Fuke is starting taking off down the other side of the court. Shot no good by Kramer. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Panthers. So again, the only senior on this roster is Tori Kuckelman. So everybody else will be back next year. Caden Kramer for 3 on the way. Good. She's got all 5 of the team's points. And you're tied 5-5. That's to the middle of the floor. It looks like a travel against Reed to the near side corner to Stapleton. Now to DJ, dribbles to the top of the key. 3 minutes gone in quarter number one. Looking on is Helm to the near side wing for DJ. Pass inside, going to work is Reed. Shot up is no good, but she's fouled and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. That one goes against Tatum Kramer. That'll be her first, team second. First free throw up, high arcing and good. First point of the game for Allie Reed. And now Keelan Rempe will make her debut for this afternoon and for the other freshman guard, Hayden Kramer. We're looking at the pass for these two to this third place game for South Gray. They were the 2 seed in this tournament as the second free throw is good for Reed. They ended up handling Rollins County, the Buffaloes, very easily. 58-29 was the final score in that quarterfinal win. As mentioned, Allie Reed, she scored 27 points. She was 11 of 18 shooting in that win. Gibbs gets bumped. She'll kick it out to Kramer, top of the key. 4.5 to go. Jump stop. A little travel against Kramer. They'll go the other way. Then it was a 48-31 loss for South Gray to Frankfurt last night at 8 o'clock. So Frankfurt onto the championship. We played at 6:15 this evening. I think it said 8 o'clock during the pregame. It's at 6:15 tonight. And here's a turnover by Dejus. She throws it away. That's for the South Gray team. They also are pretty young. By Helm, Jason Hewelkamp, the only 2 seniors. But by Helm, of course, their leading scorer. So they'll have to get some of the other players to step up for the Rebels next year. But a very good chance that this Rebel team will make it to state again next year for the third consecutive year. And in that, they really are hoping that they don't have to catch Frankfurt. Considering jumper, that's good for Tava Gibbs, 15 feet away at the free throw line. Makes it 7-7 with 3:52 to go first quarter. South Gray lost to Frankfurt last night, of course, and last year as well in the first round. And he has a shot layup good for Allie Reed on the far side of the block on a nice pass from Jason Fuelskamp. Rebels back up by a pair. Rempe thought about it, but she holds on to it. Peters, ball overhead, goes to her left. After Haberkamp set a screen for her, Rempe, lob, far side wing catch for Tatum Kramer. Goes baseline, brings it back out towards the perimeter to Rempe. It looks to the middle. The Joseph Haberkamp pass, calling for it. It's Tatum Kramer, far side corner, makes the catch. Rempe's going to fire a 3. That one a little bit too strong, so straight away goes over the backboard to South Gray. As for Centralia's pass to their third place game appearance, they were able to defeat Norwich 52-30 in the first round. After Norwich ended up losing to Frankfurt in the third place game last year, another CBL defeat for Norwich. Here's a pass that's deflected by Dieters in the press. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rebels. And then, of course, yesterday afternoon, losing to Little River 50-42. Talked about how they shot just 21%. They got off to a rough start as well. They shot just 1 for 10 in the first quarter as South Gray beats the press. Allie Reed shot up no good, but Josie Haberkamp commits the personal foul. And that was kind of what set the tone for the game, was that rough first quarter for the Panthers. They were able to stay in the game thanks to 5 free throw makes. But again, 1 for 10 from the floor in that first quarter yesterday against Little River. His first free throw for Reed is good. She's got 5 points already for the Rebels. Second free throw is no good, and she'll get her own miss. Reagan Mears in the game for South Gray. Getting back to that game yesterday, is here's a strip and a steal for Cora Thompson. In the second quarter, they got off to a good start. The Panthers got a 3-pointer from Kaden Kramer. Made it 13-9. They got within 2. But Erica Feldman, the 6'2 junior forward, she was spectacular in that second quarter, scoring 9 points to get 12 at the half. And here's a turnover. As Owen Dieters falling over, throws it back to Josie Haberkamp. She could field it. It's a backcourt violation. So 10-7 South Gray, 2:21 to go in the first quarter. So they were in it there in the second quarter. Centralia outscored Little River 16-15, again within 2 possessions in the second quarter, 28-22. The little floater is no good. Mears with the offensive rebound, put back's no good, but blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rebels. Offensive rebounds have been a big help for the Rebels here in this game in front of us. Octavia Gibbs will check back into the game after briefly exiting. And then the third quarter yesterday, Centralia kind of resorting back to their first quarter offensive performance and made just 1 field goal in that third quarter, and that was a big thing for the Redskins. And here's a nice drive by Vihelm. She lays it up a good. She's got 5 points. Makes it 12-7 South Gray. It was an 8-0 run to start that third quarter as a corner three, no good for Keelan Rempe. He goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. And that was in the first 3 minutes and 23 seconds, that 8-0 run. They just couldn't ever get back into that flow. And talked to Dusty Thompson about that matchup yesterday before the game. He said, well, it's a team that really likes to camp in the paint. They did just that. They outscored Centralia in the paint 20-8. And they did something pretty similar to that in their quarterfinal win over Opie in the first round. Turnaround jumper no good for Reagan Mears. Rebound Centralia. Panthers trail 12-7, 1:20 to go, first quarter. Lob inside to Court Thompson, going to work, gets double team, falling away. Pass is stolen as she was kind of out of control. Rebels in transition, pass up ahead to the far side corner. Allie Reed's pass, that's taken away by Tava Gibbs. And freshman four will slow it up. Here's a 3 by Tatum Kramer. That one's short, made one earlier. And rebound taken away by Tava Gibbs. Put back is no good, but she's fouled. Picking up Tava Gibbs, she'll be one of the many cornerstones of this Panther offense for years to come. Listed at 5'10". She's young. She could continue to grow possibly as well. First free throw is good. 3 points for Tava Gibbs now. First free throw attempt of the game for Centralia. Kate Kramer back in, the freshman. And she is a 5'7 freshman. And she has shown flashes of being this year's third best scorer on the team, only behind Gibbs and Dieters. Love for her to be that again next year. Possibly maybe get closer to averaging 10 a night. Second free throw no good for Gibbs, but an offensive rebound by Owen Dieters. Putback's no good. She gets her on this. Third try, that's no good, but she's fouled. And speaking of Owen Dieters, trying to elevate her game even more, that seems very difficult, as she really elevated her game from a year ago. Last year, she was turnover prone. She wasn't as efficient. They were relying on her too much, too many forced bad shots. This year, she still shoots 15 shots per game, but shoots at an efficiency of 40.5%, is the first free throw is good for Owen Dieters, her first point of the game. And by the way, she also shoots close to 32% from beyond the arc on 6.5 attempts per game. Second one misses off the right side, no good for Dieters. And a rebound goes out of bounds to South Gray. So Dieters can maybe get up to, I mean, I might be asking too much, to go over 20 points a game next year. She already averages 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and almost 6 steals per game as well, oh, by the way. Hard to imagine she can elevate her game, but she certainly can, and she's a mid-range jumper that's good off the backboard for Reagan Mira. 14-9 South Gray, 30 seconds left first quarter. Owen Dieter is most likely going to be another All-State player this year for the third time in her illustrious career. She's already surpassed the 1,300 career mark. 1,300 points, excuse me. Driving left, jump stop, floater, good for Keelan Rempe. Nice attack. Keelan Rempe doesn't too terribly often like to drive, but shows off that she can do it there. Is now a turnover on the press, going back to Centralia with 4.1 seconds left, trailing by three. If they could get some more of their girls to continue to grow their game and diversify the way they score, such as Kayva Gibbs being able to pull up from three, and Dieters isn't aware of how much time there was. She was able to get a shot off, but it was no good. And we'll go to the second quarter. We'll leave that thought there. We'll bring it back here in just a bit. Australia trails 14-11 after the first quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State high school basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
At the Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health and care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Erica Burkett, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full service locations in Seneca and Baileyville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. Let Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, Mike Jones, and myself, Dr. Erica Burkett, help you at the Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia trails 14-11 to South Gray, third place game, 181 girls state tournament. Centralia shot just 4-for-16, kind of continuing that trend of slow start offensively from yesterday after they shot just 21% against Little River. And as for the Rebels, they shot 38.5%. Here's a three for Stapleton. That's no good off the backboard. Tipped up in the air. Offensive rebound for Deegan. The fourth offensive rebound of the game for South Gray. And South Gray is out rebounded from Australia 12-10. Jared Fluffy with you. Kind of building on that thought that I had right before the break, talking about players building the aspect of their games. Here's a mid-range jumper for Helm. It's no good and out of bounds. And it will stay with the Rebels. David Gibbs and Josie Haberkamp could develop a three-point shot. That would be just deadly. Josie Haberkamp attempted some threes yesterday, wasn't able to get any of those to go. But she's got the confidence to shoot it. David Gibbs has shot a few threes this season, but if they can make that a part of their repertoire on a consistent basis, as a mid-range jumper is good for Kylie Stapleton in the corner, that would really, I feel like, would bring this team's offensive firepower to a whole new level. And, I mean, talking about Keelan Rempe, too, she can be more confident driving to the paint as well. She's kind of somebody who's able to get on the perimeter. She takes a couple dribbles inside three-point line occasionally, and three is no good for Hayden Kramer, and offensive rebound for Owen Dieters. But if they could get her to be more aggressive, that would really help a lot as well. Here's a nice shot by Owen Dieters. That is good. After a nice drive in the lane, it was her first field goal of the game. And Centralia now down 16-13. That goes past Allie Reed, and Hayden Kramer reaches in and gets the personal foul. So next year's senior class for the Panthers will be consisted of Tatum Kramer, Isabel Haberkamp, and Owen Dieters. Here's a three on the inbound. It is good straight away for Allie Reed. She's got six. Lead all scores. Tatum Kramer currently leading the Panthers right now in scoring with 5 points. She made a three. Then a two-point basket as well. Mid-range jumper, Tava Gibbs is good, 15 feet away. She has that mid-range jumper. She can just take a few steps back to knock down some threes next year. I'm telling you, this is really going to be a really, really great offense. They'll be up to a whole new level. And here's a nice dish inside, and a layup good for, you know, Allie Reed. And she has 8 points on the game. It's 21-15 South Gray. Hayden Kramer traveled. Another turnover for the Panthers. Hayden Kramer back in, and for Cord Thompson. So the juniors next year, that will be Claire Heinen, Cord Thompson, and Kinley Orr. Should all decide to come out for basketball again next year? Never know. Top of the key pass to Allie Reed, near side for Reagan Neer. Reed to the short corner, near side for Helm. Splashing in the paint as Reed passed through his low. It's loose. And out of bounds is Allie Reed. She was touching the end line. And it'll be Centralia basketball. Peter's making some moves, trying to get away from Reagan Mears on the inbound to make a catch. 21-15 South Gray. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Kramer, catch near side corner, decides to hold on to it, pass inside to Gibbs, that's a wraparound pass, wide open, easy layup is good for Kayla Gibbs. Beautiful pass from Josie Abercamp, a little wraparound from block to block. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Nice flash and paint by Helm, foul to go to line 2-2. John Wall, the head coach for the Rebels, calling out Allie Stapleton to give her a chat while by Helm. We'll shoot a couple. First one is up, and that one is good. She's now 2-for-2 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Reminder that the Frankfurt girls in action tonight, 6:15 against Little River, 181 state championship game right here on KMZA. Second one's up. That one is good. So she's got seven. We've been listening to this station here for the past few hours. You just heard Axel wrap up their season, getting third place. As here's a pass that's off the foot of Fuels Camp. It'll stay with the Panthers with 4:49 to go in the half. Solid season for Axel, but man, just can't get over the hump against Lebo in the semifinals for the second consecutive year. Here's a three on the way for Owen Dieter is no good. Putback for Gibbs is no good as well. Long rebound after Hayden Kramer pulls up 13 foot. Good off the backboard. Hayden Kramer on the scoreboard for the first time tonight, or today, I should say. 4.5 to go. 80 points for the Eagles yesterday. Kind of what they're used to doing as opposed to what happened yesterday. The three is good. Is that three good for Allie Reed? She's got 13. I might have missed a point or two from her. I'm not quite sure how they got to 13, but here's an in one. Good for Owen Dieter. Right side from the block, and she's got five. Tava Gibbs leading the Panthers in scoring with seven. Jesse Haberkamp will come to the bench. Free throw for Dieter is good. Halfway through the second quarter, 26-22 South Gray. Third place game, 181 girls state tournament. Near side elbow to the top of the key. Another three by Stapleton on the way. That one is good. Stapleton now has five. Oh, I think I found where those missing points were from Allie Reed. She actually had 5 points in the first quarter. She has 8 here in the second. That's how you get to 13. She's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. She made a couple of threes here in the second quarter. 29 first half points for South Gray. Still 3:20 to go. Is the mid-range jumper no good for Tatum Kramer. Rebound by Reed. The Rebels losing their second game of the entire season yesterday to Frankfurt. Left side corner, baseline drive, nice move. Mulecamp lay up and in on a nice strong drive from Jason Mulecamp. He's got 4. It's 31-22. His defense has really struggled here so far this afternoon. They gave up 14 points in the first quarter, 17 more here in the second. And the three is no good for Hayden Kramer on the far side wing. Peters with the long offensive rebound. Drive, floater, no, from 6 feet out, and she'll get the loose rebound here out of bounds, but she's fouled from behind. Mears commits the personal foul. That'll be your second. The Beaters and Tatum Kramer to the bench. Keelan Rempe back in. And Tori Kuckelman is in as well. Hayden Kramer, near side wing, pass to top of the key, Kuckelman, far side wing to Rempe. Back to Kuckelman, working around the perimeter, short side pass is picked off by Helm, trying to get to Gibbs in transition. Helm, the senior, swatted out of there by the freshman. Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 guard, hearing it from the Centralia student behind me. 2:13 to go, 31-22 South Gray. Rebound Stapleton has another look, and that's a rejection again for Hayden Kramer on a 3-point attempt. Put an offensive rebound by Gwen Jans. Another opportunity for the Rebels. Shut up is no good from the left side for Allie Reed, but she goes to the line to shoot a pair. This is the Allie Reed that they were hoping for yesterday that they didn't get in their 48-31 loss to Frankfurt. First one up and good. One more drive for Vi Helm, one of the two seniors for South Gray Rebels. That's no good. And rebound, bobble, but into the hands of Cora Thompson. And timeout called by Coach Thompson. I'll take it as well. First time out of the game called with 1:59 to go in the second quarter. It's South Gray 32, Australia 22, third place game. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC 4th Radio Network.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia having a tough time containing the South Gray Rebels. They've given up 32 points already. They trail by 10 with 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Giving them 18 points here in this second quarter, including 9 to Allie Reed in this quarter. And a turnover on a pass down low intended for Tava Gibbs. That was too tall. Court man-to-man, pass to the middle to Reed, now far side Mears with it. She'll hand it off to J.C. Degis. Defended by Rempe, hands it off to Mears to the far side to Gwyneth Jantz. Drive left, He just had it poked away, losing the floor and out of bounds. Turnover back to Centralia. To Kramer, pass to the far side of wing to Torrey Cockleman. Cross for pass, Srempe. The freshman gives up to the other freshman. Aiden Kramer to the other freshman. Ava gives. Out to Cockleman to Hayden Kramer for three. That's good. He's got five. Gets Centralia within seven. Three possession deficit. Now hoping for a stop. Something they haven't gotten too often here in this second quarter. Chance with it near side wing. Kadeem is at the top of the key. Near side wing, Vince. Samir sitting across the top, and now lose a timeout called by Coach Wall for the Rebels to take it as well. 32-25, our score, less than 30 seconds left to go second quarter. Back in another 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
15 seconds left for South Gray. A layup is good for Allie Reed on the left side. She continues her terrific second quarter. She has 16 in the game, 11 in the quarter. Is the three up with 3 seconds left is good for Hayden Kramer. She's got 8 in the quarter herself, and that's how the half comes to a close. 34-28. Australia matches. Actually, they get 17 points in quarter number two. Step aside, we'll have our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, Community National Bank.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here at Colby. Here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia trailing South Gray 34-28 here in the third place game. It's been all about the offense for the Rebels. They started off with a really nice start. They got 14 points in the first quarter. Tatum Kramer had 5 points for Centralia to keep them in it. It was just kind of a struggle for the Panthers on defense. That continued into the second quarter. It was just an onslaught of nonstop baskets for South Gray. Allie Reed with 11 points in the second quarter. They had 20 points in that quarter as a team. Take a 34-28 lead. Hayden Kramer did a nice job helping out the Panthers, though, keeping a minute. Same with Owen Dieters. After a slow start to the game, in the first quarter, held just one free throw. She added five more. Taking a look at the first quarter stats, starting off with the Rebels, 16 points for Allie Reed. She's 4-for-6 from the free throw line and 5-for-11 on the floor, 2-for-2 from beyond the arc. Also leads the team with 4 rebounds. Also 7 points for Vi Helm. She is 3-for-3 from the free throw line, 3-of-5 shooting. Also 5 points for Callie Stapleton, 4 for Jason Hewlett-Camp, and 2 for Reagan Mears. In for Centralia, 8 points for Hayden Kramer. She's a perfect 4-for-4 shooting, and she is 2-for-2. Actually, she's 3-for-3 shooting, and 2-for-2 from beyond the arc. Also, 7 points for Tava Gibbs. She's been solid, 3-for-9 from the floor with a couple of rebounds as well. Also, 6 points for Owen Dieters. 5 for Tatum Kramer, all of those coming in the first quarter, and a pair of points for Keelan Rempe. Well, Centralia shot much better in the second half. The second quarter, as they ended up getting their field goal percentage up to 39.3% after shooting just barely over 20% in the first quarter. After South Gray, though, they shot 75% from beyond the arc, 3-for-4, and 50% from the floor, 12-for-24. And I failed to mention, Centralia shot 37.5% from beyond the arc at 37.5%, 3-for-8, and 3-for-5 from the free throw line as well. So Australia trying to bolster their defense coming up here in the second half, because what they'll need to be victorious and get a third-place finish here this season. Let's step aside for another break, and we'll come back with some more of your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score, Australia trails South Gray 34-28 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP.
Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
KMZA.
34-28, South Gray leading Centralia here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at Highland Community College. Excuse me, online at highlandcc.edu. 16 points for Allie Reed for the Rebels. 8 for Hayden Kramer, got all of hers in the second quarter on a couple of threes, keeping his handlers in this game. Trying to play some better defense here to keep them in. Looking at some games that have already finalized across the area. Starting off with some third place games. Class 2A girls, Valley Heights. They come up short against St. Mary's Colgan out in Dodge City. Final score in that one, 58-47. Solid season for Jordan Brockerman and the Valley Heights Mustangs. And a third-place finish for the Axel boys. 182 state tournament third-place game. They defeat top seed Dighton 80-72 after the Eagles fell to Alebo last night. Other games going on today. This one's going on right now. Atchison boys, Class 4A third-place game. They are taking on Baldwin in Salina. That's on 93.7 FM KAIR. Also, the Class 2A Girls State Championship in Dodge City as we are underway here with quarter number 3, Centralia with the ball. Riverside taking on Wichita Independence. First ever state title appearance for Wichita Independent, and Riverside trying to win their first ever state title. Quarter up for Hayden Kramer is good. Nice try by Hayden Kramer. She's got 10. Also, this evening, Frankfort taking on Little River right back here in Colby, 181 state tournament championship. Also, Class 3A State Tournament Championship in Hutchinson. Silver Lake taking on Heston. That will be on 103.9 FM KNZA. And then Hanover taking on Lebo. As the Wildcats trying to go back-to-back. Here's a turnover. Going the other way. Kate Creamer is fouled. Reach in against the Rebels. At your scoring update, brought to you by... Oh, good. Australian students were doing. They're just mocking the South Gray fans. There's a shot for David Gibbs. Good on the inbound. 15 foot away. Far side elbow. David Gibbs has 9. And it's 34-32. Nice start to the third quarter for Panthers. So that was your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 34-32, 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. By home, driving, floating, no good, rebound Owen Dieter. Ohio would take the lead here. Bounce pass for Hayden Kramer, though, in transition to her sister is taken away. Steal by Allie Reed. Near side wing pass to Jason Steelkamp. Nice pass inside. He just finds by Helm, who knocks down the mid-range jumper. And the Rebels with their first point of the second half. He has 9 It's 36-32. Hayden Kramer's got about the three, gives it to Hayden instead. She'll try a three. That one is good. She is on fire. Hayden Kramer with 13 points. And it's a one-point deficit for Australia. Kind of just going back and reminiscing on this season for Australia. Of course, it got to that rough start against Omaha Central. They lost 40-33 at home. And just talk about a really difficult, tough test. It was foul against Australia as Allie Reed is foul going up. 40-33 was the final in that one as the foul is called against Cora Thompson. So free throws against for coming to Allie Reed, but that would start the 17-game winning streak as the first free throw is no good for Reed. That started off with a win against Kira Paravel in Topeka, 50-16. That was back on December the 5th. And they followed that up with a win against Hiawatha. Because that one's no good. We broadcasted that one. That was kind of the first game where Centralia started to look like themselves. As they put up 55 points against the Redhawks. And the Redhawks ended up getting second place in sub-state. As they fell to Topeka Hayden in the sub-state championship. So that's not a slouch of a Redhawks team themselves. As comes the inbound for Owen Dieters after the pass was deflected out of bounds. Kramer to the top of the key, detaining some turn to Owen Dieters near side wing. Go to the right. Dieters trying to get it going here to start this third quarter. Centering show for good for Josie Haverkamp. And that's her first field goal make of the state tournament. The first of many field goal makes in state tournaments in her career. Getting on with their schedule, they started off their TVL play with the win against Onega. They won that one by 20. Here's a jumper good for Allie Reed. And actually, we'll get back to that here in just a bit. It's time that it's called after the make. South Gray back up by one. It's 38-37. 5:03 to go here in the third quarter. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Trillia Trail, South Gray, 38-37, third place game. Dieters driving right from the top of the key, shot above the glass, but too strong. Rebound tape again. Went up strong, and an offensive foul is called. She lowered her shoulder and ran the ball into the defender. And despite what the Trillia fans have to say about it, that is a good call. Go back to the Trillia schedule for this season. They started off their TBL play with wins at Onega, 50-30, and then at home against Washington County, 52-18. That was their fourth win in a row, and then they took on an NDK homeschool team that's no pushover in their own right, right before Christmas break, and beat them by 20, 69-49, which was their season high up until that point. Then the weirdness of the schedule with the weather started to begin as the travel was called against the Rebels here. We play basketball as they started off the second half of the season with a 55-25 win at a very good Lynn team on January 5th. But then all of the cancellations, postponements led us up to the TBL tournament, which got pushed back in its own as well. And, of course, they won that three games in 3 days. Here's a foul in transition against South Gray with 4:20 to go. They started that off with a 50-42 win in the quarterfinal round against Jonathan West. And then the semifinals, after correction, they have given the ball to South Bay. I'm not quite sure why. Now, the Australia fans unhappy. Nobody's happy here in this gym. Move along. After that, they defeated Valley Heights 46-42 in the semifinals. And then they took care of business in the championship game against Clifton Glide 58-56. A big time leaping stepping stone into the second half of their season. And they started that off with a 42-3 win against Hanover. Finished the month of January defeating Troy 47-41 on the road in a wild game. That was broadcast on KNZA as the holding foul is called on the floor against South Gray. That foul is called. Oh, correction, it's on Fort Thompson of Centralia, my mistake. That's your second. So starting the month of February is a three by Stapleton is good. That makes it a 4-point South Gray lead. She's got eight. They started off with that win against Frankfurt, a big one, 47-42. Again, it was right here on KMZA. Then got back-to-back wins in non-league play against 2A Marysville, 53-41, and then one at St. Mary's, 47-41. St. Mary's, another sub-state finalist, now foul on the floor against Stapleton on the far side wing. So a couple of big wins in non-league play for Centralia to get them back into the middle of February. They won at Valley Heights 54-50 again, beat them again. And they beat Dawson West again 52-42. And then the very next day on the 13th of February, defeating Blue Eye Randolph. And then they ended up losing to Clifton Clyde. That was their final loss of the regular season on February 16th. 40-39 in a hard-fought battle. Now an offensive foul is called against Hayden Craner as she puts the prisons off. After that loss, it was one more win against Axel, 52-21, to finish off the year before going to St. where they got that first round bye. Took on a really good choice team and lost 42-36. Won that game 42-36. And then dominated the sub-state championship game against Burlingame 65-35. And the Deegers had a splendid performance in that win. They got 24 points, and they're winning against Norwich in the first round, and a 52-30 win before falling to Little River in the sub-state semifinals. They get 50-42 was the final last night to get us to where we are here this afternoon. There's the mid-range jumper, no good for Owen Dieters. Rebound South Gray, 2:50 to go. Quarter number three, 41-37 South Gray. Mears double dribble. Australia gets to go right back. Gibbs one bound it on the far side corner. Australia has David Gibbs, Josie Abercamp, Keelan Rempe, Corey Thompson, and Owen Dieters in the ballgame. Three freshmen in for the Panthers. Been kind of stuck at this sport for a little while now. South Gray has only scored 7 points here in this quarter. Centralia has scored 9. South Gray scored 14 points in the first quarter and 20 in the second quarter. As a three from Owen Dieters is missed, it's waved off with an offensive foul. Now we'll go against Fort Thompson of your third. The timeout's going to be called by Coach Thompson. They won't take it as well with 2:15 to go. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSP 4th Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Top 3, Elite Kelly at 41-37. Sheriff Cubby back with you. Here's the floater by DJ, no good. Rebound for Colbert Thompson. Low scoring third quarter. Opposite to what we had in the first two quarters. Peters almost had it taken away by Degis, but she holds on to it, drives right, and she bumps to be a foul on the floor. That'll be team foul number four against the Rebels. That is Allie Reed's third personal foul. She has 18 points to lead all scores. Here's how wing pass to Deeters. Going middle. Jump stop. Shot up. Travel. Basket went through, but it's waved off due to a travel. Both teams are not happy with the officials. They've been getting an earful from both the crowd in black and the crowd in blue. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Helm pass to Deegis, far side wing. High post, cutting down to the low post is Reed. Kicks it out. Three on the way. No good for Helm. Rebound to the Hammercamp. Peters going coast to coast. And an offensive foul is called on Ford Thompson again. And he gets it. So the crowd not happy. .105 to go. Here in quarter number three, 41-37 still our score. Duffery up by four. Stapleton getting bumps, drives, into travel. Rebels will get into a press, and now Coach Wall telling him to kind of back off just a little bit. Do just that. Turn to face guard Owen Dieters, who has done a good job defending her this afternoon. She has just 6 points. Had only one in the first quarter and none here in the third. Gibbs trying to pick up the slack, and she drives and is fouled. Foul on the floor. Brock here from the Centralia Faithful. That foul goes against Allie Reed, and she picks up four fouls. As mentioned, she fouled out with 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter in yesterday's loss against Frankfurt. Inbound, far side corner. Tatum Kramer drives, pulls up, jumper, good. She's got 7 of her first basket since the first quarter, and timeout called by Coach Thompson. We'll step aside as well with 37.1 seconds left here in the third quarter. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Kansaland.
41-39, South Gray leading Centralia, 37 seconds left in quarter number three. Wrapping up the third quarter, pass from Ears is thrown away by Gibbs. Games it off to Ears. Tied right here with a layup from Kramer, no good. Rebound hitting Kramer on the opposite block. Brings it out, 20 seconds left. Ears, kind of a little bit of a push off, nothing called though. The pass back to Aiden Kramer, 15 seconds left. She'll try a three off the dribble, that's an air ball. That'll go to the Rebels with 12.3 seconds left. Meanwhile, in Salina, Atchison boys, they're currently leading Baldwin 43-29 with 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. The scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Another timeout called, this time by South Gray, and we'll set aside for 30 more seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Ridinghouse, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full-service locations in Seneca and Baileyville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. In Seneca, call 336-2456 for me or Dr. Jones, or in Baileyville, call 336-6647 for Dr. Burkett, and we will be at your service.
KMZA.
12.3 seconds left. Inbound for the Rebels against the Celia Crest. They get across that fork. Pass is too far ahead of Hallie Stapleton. Thrown away out of bounds. Turnover for Hallie Reed. With 8.6 seconds left. Chance for one more shot for Centralia. 7 seconds left. Kramer across that four with now five. Hands off to Dieter for 3 seconds. Fires along three. No good off the left side. And the quarter comes to a close. 41-39 South Gray lead. Low scoring third quarter. We'll be back here in 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
KMZA.
Centralia was able to outscore South Gray 11-7 in that third quarter. As a result, they cut their deficit down 2. They're back underway with the fourth quarter with Centralia having the ball first. Panthers are now shooting 41% from the floor. Here's a mid-range jumper for Tava Gibbs. It's good! And Tava Gibbs, after scoring the first basket in the third quarter, she does that here in the fourth. She's got 11. Hayden Kramer leads the team with 13 points. Peters has been held just 6. Allie Reed not in the game for South Gray. She has 4 fouls. It's Gibbs gets the rebound off the bench by Hell. They're going to push up ahead to the near side. Deflected by Stapleton. Deflected by Kramer out of bounds to South Gray. We are tied. We're over 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. And Reagan Mears will check in for Gwyneth Jan. Press is on for Centralia. And now goes to Mears on the far block, brings it to the middle, and she travels. And Coach Wall will take her out. Now Allie Reed is in. Kramer, the inbounder. Bobs it in to Gibbs, and she's fouled. Her and Vihelm locking arms. And I think Celia wanting that to be on the shot, but they're going to say that was on the floor. Box formation for the Panthers on the inbound. Peters lobs it in. Near side wing, Caden Kramer. Dribbles to the middle. Jump stop. Inside the lane, she travels. Field scan to inbound it. Gets the press. Inbound goes near side corner. He just gets it to the far side to Helm. She'll be able to cross that floor. To the middle. Helm cutting across the lane. She's up. No good. Missing the open layup. And David Gibbs is fouled on the rebound with 7-8 to go. In a very, very slow moving fourth quarter so far. Both teams with two timeouts left. South Gray has already committed two fouls here in the fourth quarter. First minute has come and gone. Near side wing catch. Caden Kramer. And offensive foul against Fort Thompson. And she is... Oh, they gave it to South Gray. That's against by Helm, and that's going to be her third. That was Thompson's foul. She has four. Drive Peters baseline. Stop there. Here to Thompson. That's stolen away. And now a technical foul against Dusty Thompson. 6:44 to go in the fourth quarter. A tied ball game. And Dusty Thompson picks up a technical foul. First free throw is good for Kylie Stapleton. She has nine. There's the first point of the quarter for South Gray. This is the second. She is one for two. Rebels break the tie and will have the ball. And Coach Thompson is having some more words with the official on the far side. South Green fans are not happy with Dusty. Here's the inbound. Inside the half-court mid-circle. And a pass too high from Allie Reed to the far side to buy Helm. She throws it away and he's playing basketball with 6:40 to go. Third place game, 1-8-1 state tournament here in Colby. Being moved from Dodge City after some scheduling stuff, if you will, in Manhattan, Kansas. Pass deflected from Gibbs out to the perimeter. Nice wraparound pass. Lay it good for Josie Amerkan. He's got four. Australia back in front by one. Gibbs defending Helm, who brings across that four. Pass it back to DJ. South Passfield can't stop the key to Reed far side. Teaches three on the way. No good. Rebound for the freshman forward, Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp's trying to find Dieter. She finds her. And 2 minutes gone here in this very long fourth quarter. Dieter dribbles in the far side corner to Haverkamp at the top of the key to Hayden Kramer. Here's swimming pass to Hayden Kramer. Goes left, gets bumped, but Heelskamp shot up. No good. And the jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow, South Gray. Yeah, timeout's going to be called. And we will take it as well. 43-42, Centralia. 5:40 to go in the ballgame. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
FM, KMZA.
43-42, Centralia with the lead. Rebels with the ball. Third place game. Divine Helm got stripped. Dieters with the steal coming the other way. Near side corner catch, Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to the near side wing to Dieters. Dribbles middle. And they'll set the play. Tim Kramer thought about the three, then said holds on to it. Haberkamp lobs it inside. Nice find up and good for Tatum Gibbs. She is going to be so special for this team moving forward. She has 13 years this afternoon. It's 45-42. Here's a three by Mears. No good. Trying to tie it. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. She cannot. It'll be Australia basketball. Australia has Tatum Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, Owen Dieters, and Tatum Kramer in the game. Tatum Kramer, cross-court pass near side to Josie Haberkamp. Now top of the key to Hayden Kramer. Goes to her left. Drops to the wing, fires a three off the dribble. Good! Hayden Kramer has 16. Have a taste of what we'll get to see next year with Hayden Kramer. And she continues to improve her game going into her sophomore season next year. Owen Dieter swats away a three by Stapleton, but an offensive rebound. Long two is up and good. In the far side corner for Allie Reed. And Reed with just 4 points in the second half after 16 in the first half, including 11 in the second quarter. So it's 48-44 Centralia. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Near side corner catch. Tatum Kramer. Big time three here. That's a little bit too strong. Rebound Owen Dieter. Far side corner. And timeout called by Coach Thompson. And both teams now will have just one timeout in the remaining 3:56 of this ball game. It'll be just a, no, it'll be a 60-second break, and we'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
48-44, Centralia with the lead. 3:56 left to go in our ball game. Panther basketball. Hayden Kramer with it. She moves to the far side wing. Now to Hayden Kramer. 16 points for the freshman. Kramer dribbles back to the half circle at midcourt. Goes to her left. Gets screened by Josie Haberkamp. Goes to her right. Jump stop. 14 footer, good off the backboard again by Hayden Kramer. She has 18 now, and their largest lead continues to grow. It's 50-44. They have outscored South Gray 11-3 here in the fourth quarter. Not the key catch, Stapleton 3, good. Big time answer for Kylie Stapleton. She's got 12. Second on the team in scoring, only behind Allie Reed, who has 20. High post catch, Tava Gibbs, near side corner, three, Tatum Kramer on the way. That one is good. Tatum Kramer now with 10. 53-47. Now it's steal for Aiden Kramer, going the other way, left side, shot up, good. She has 20. Seven here in this quarter, eight in the second quarter, five in the third quarter. It's 55-47 Panthers. 2.5 to go. Degis, far side wing. Pass deflected by Dieters back into the hands of the 5'4 freshman, J.C. Degis. By Helm, the senior, gets inside the heels camp. The other senior, that shot's no good up the backboard. Loose. And picked up by Tava Gibbs. Tried to save it, falling out of bounds. And he goes out of bounds, it'll stay with the Rebels. Isabel Haberkamp in for the first time this afternoon. She'll check in. So will Cora Thompson in for Tatum Kramer and Tava Gibbs. Inbound, far side corner, Stapleton. Step back three on the way. Good. What a shot by Kylie Stapleton. She's got 15. Couple of big threes here in this quarter. She's made four on the game. Far side corner catch, Isabel Haberkamp. Back to Hayden Kramer. Screen by Josie Haberkamp to the far side wing. Excuse me, the far side elbow. Peters with it now top of the key. Drives right, pass fake, shot up, no good off the glass. And a foul on South Gray. Owen Peters scoreless in the second half. 6 points, five of which coming in the second quarter. And then a foul picked up by Helm. She has four, so does Allie Reed. Inbound Peters to Josie Haberkamp. She's going to try three. That one's a little bit too strong. A long rebound for Kylie Stapleton. You mentioned she has the confidence to shoot three. If she can start knocking down those shots next year, the team will be in a much better spot. Is a long three no good for Stapleton again. Long rebound for Hayden Kramer. Her and Tampa Gibbs both. They have sweet jump shots. If they can be a little bit more productive and more efficient next year, here's a lob up for Haberkamp. That is tipped and thrown away. Allie Reed deflected it into the hands of Stapleton. Full court pass up ahead. Haberkamp lays it in. He's got 6 to 55 to 52 with 109 to go in the ballgame. And timeout is called. Last one called by the Rebels. And we will take it as well. It'll be a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
The Rebels have cut the deficit down to 3. They trail 55-52. Centralia trying to lock up third place here at state this year. 109 to go in the ballgame. Centralia has one timeout left. South Gray has run out of timeout. Centralia is in the double bonus. If South Gray commits another foul, Kramer makes the catch. Far side wing. Looking to drive. Stop. Pop. High up to the glass. No good. Rebound save again. Put back is no good, but she fouled. Tava Gibbs, a solid game for her. 13 points. Three players in double digits with Hayden Kramer leading the way with 20. 10 for Tatum Kramer and 13 for Tava Gibbs. Gibbs has shot just 2 free throws. In fact, Centralia has only shot 5 free throws as a team. And none here in the second half, actually, as the first free throw is good. Australia has Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Josie Haberkamp, and Tava Gibbs in the game. And now Cora Thompson looking to check in. This one goes through, and it does. Cora Thompson will check in for who? It looks like it'll be Josie Haberkamp. 57-52, Australia with 51 seconds left to go. Australia is going to press here. Actually, it'll be more of a full court man-to-man instead. Allie Reed brings up the pin by Thompson. Going to her left. Hands it off. Egypt. Got about a three. Ethan gives up to Stapleton. Goes to Egypt. Far side corner defended by Owen Dieter. Pressuring her heavily. She'll give it up. Stapleton. Left side wing. Entry into Allie Reed. Far side block. Shut up. No good. This ball picked up by Owen Dieter. With 26 seconds left. Up ahead to Tatum Kramer. To hold on to it. 20 seconds left. Peters now with it. And now she'll be fouled. And she will go to the line to shoot it and try to put this one away. 16.2 seconds left. A 3-possession lead at this point would certainly get them to the win. Excuse me. First free throw. No good. So they're not going to be able to have a three-possession lead. Rough day for Owen Dieters, but tell you what, we've had a couple girls step up, Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, and Tatum Kramer as well. Second one. That one is good. Her first point of the second half. It's 58-52, and a timeout called by Australia, their last. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. Back here in 30, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
KMZA.
And we are back here on KMZA. Our coverage of the third place game continues here from Colby, 181 girls. Centralia, 58-52 lead. Rebel basketball. Indoor quickly is Allie Reed. Back to the corner, Stapleton will fire away a three. That's short, no good. Tipped by Gibbs into the hands of Dieters, 5 seconds left. And that will be it. Australia with a third-place finish at state in 2023-2024. Let's step aside for a couple minutes and come back with our post-game show brought to you by B. Outdoors Real Estate here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The crop sale closing date is, of course, fast approaching. So now is the time to lock in your crop insurance coverage with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Contact me, Kirk Peterson, Farm Bureau agent in Seneca, Kansas, or my colleague Anna Baker to help you protect your operation. We can help you review details of the new crop year and determine the right coverage options for you. Contact Farm Bureau agent Kirk Peterson today to protect your bottom line. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Get third place at state. They win final score 58-52 here in our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Or buying or selling, use the best of business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at theoutdoors.com. Running through our individual totals for this afternoon, starting off with the Rebels. 20 points for Allie Reed, 15 for Kylie Stapleton, 9 for Vi Helm, 6 for Jason Wielkamp, and 2 for Reagan Mears. And for Centralia, leading the way in scoring was Katie Kramer with 20 points. She went 9 for 11 from the floor and 4 for 5 from beyond the arc. She was incredible tonight, and she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. They're in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankoffarmers.com. So again, 20 points for Hayden Kramer. Also 15 for Tava Gibbs. She scored 6 in the third quarter. As for Gibbs, she shot 6 for 13 from the floor, much better than yesterday. And she was second on the team in scoring. Third on the team in scoring was Tatum Kramer. She had 10. And Tatum shot 3 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. Also 7 points for Owen Dieters. She had 5 in the second quarter, 4 for Josie Haberkamp. All 4 of those points coming in the second half, and 2 from Keelan Rempe. So a fantastic finish to the season for the Centralia Panthers. They finished third place in state. They knocked off South Grade 58-52 in the third place contest. Reminder that we'll be back here at 6:15 with the state championship game. Frankfort will be taking on Little River. That's going to do it for us for now. We'll be back in a bit. Thanks for listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.